Although Winston Churchill was an excellent leader, he set a punishing pace for his staff. He would go to bed rather late, which meant that he also rose at a late hour, usually 8:30 a.m. He would first have a cigar, and while still in bed, dictate letters and reports to his secretaries and discuss developments with his military advisors. After lunch, he would take a nap, still in his pajamas. And then the real business of the day began. He would have his bath, which sometimes needed to be refilled, get dressed, and work until 3 or 4 in the morning. His staff would continue to work while he slept, as the briefings, which may only have been given as late as 2 a.m., needed to be ready to present to the Prime Minister in the morning. However, the stress of such a life took its toll on Churchill's constitution. He suffered illnesses and black dog depressions, which also caused problems for his staff. Churchill's war cabinet met underground at least 115 times, vetting, plotting, and altering the course of the war. Many plans were devised, including the D-Day deception plans known as Fortitude and the Double Cross Committee operations that controlled German spies who had defected to the British side.